أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم. Till the end of the ayat. Your wealth and your children are a test, whereas Allah with him is a great reward. So fear Allah as best as you can and listen and obey and spend. That is better for you. And who is safe from his own greed, they are the successful ones. Note, wealth and children are a great test for men. Many people love their wives and children so much that they forget about the commands and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, the example to be followed is that of Sayyidina Rasulullah, who had 9 wives, many children and grandchildren. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and most of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had very large families. Many books on history give details of their children and grandchildren. It is difficult to calculate the exact number of the sons, grandsons and great-grandsons of Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, who himself once said, "Besides the children of my sons and daughters, I have myself buried 125 of my own children." We can imagine how many might have survived after his death and how large was the total number of his sons, grandsons, great-grandsons, etc. And yet Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is from amongst those Sahaba who have narrated a large number of ahadith and who took part in jihad very often. His large family did not stop him from taking part in jihad, nor did it distract him from the knowledge of ahadith. When Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu was martyred, he left behind 4 wives, 9 sons and 9 daughters, and a few of his grandsons were even older than some of his sons, according to Bukhari Sharif. Besides these, he had other children who had died in his lifetime. Despite such a large family, he never busied himself with any job. Rather, he spent his entire life in jihad and struggling for the sake of deen. Similarly, there were many other Sahaba radiallahu anhum like him, who never allowed their families, however large, or their wealth, to stop them from practicing on Islam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. SubhanAllah.